Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter.
Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Thursday, so we'll have V joining us here momentarily. And if you want to be a part of the show, we will take your calls today. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we will bring you into the conversation today. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in V, just like I mentioned here.
Proof, I feel like it's been a week.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking the same thing, how long it's been since we talked.
7 whole days. How are you?
Oh, I'm adequate.
Same.
I'm just going to let the world know right now here.
Yeah.
That's how much I care, I guess, about being politically correct. I am nursing a urinary tract infection, so I might have frequent leaves out of the room here today.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. What are you doing to remediate this?
This is like the fourth time in a month. It's like I treat it for 3 or 4 days, then it goes away, and then 3 or 4 days later after it comes back, after I think I'm done with the treatments.
You might have to treat it for 7 days straight or 10 days.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, so remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about cranberry juice and then you made me a video?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's how long I've been dealing with this off and on.
No kidding. That's a long time because that video was a while ago.
Yeah, I think that was before Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know why we don't have that quality of stuff. I think it depends on the store. Like, I probably have to go to Whole Foods for that same thing that you were talking about.
Well, where'd you go for this to the store on that one?
That store is what used to be the A&P. Do you remember that brand, that chain, A&P?
Oh, of course I do. A&P and Walbaum's, and now it's what, Best Yet?
I don't know about, I remember Walbaum's, oh my God. But now this is Acme.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, you're in the city. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I remember all of them. I remember Pathmark. I remember ShopRite, Grand Union, Finest.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Edwards. I used to work at Food Town.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never worked in a supermarket. I've worked retail, but I've never worked with food.
Let's see. There was Holt, there was Hills. There was Key Food. Stop and Shop, Meat Farms. I remember Meat Farms. I think they're
still
there.
Food Emporium. Food Emporium.
I don't remember that one.
Ah. That's the equivalent of like Whole Foods now in Manhattan.
Is it? Okay.
C-Town. You can't forget C-Town.
Oh, yeah. C-Town. Yes.
What else? Key Food.
Yeah, I said Key Food right after Hills.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I just like playing over
it's all right.
My head.
I remember all of them.
You know, the cool stores are the ones out by you. Like, you have the – don't even. You have the Ralph's and those in that chain. I forget.
That's the whole Kroger chain.
Kroger, yes. I would love to go to a Kroger. They used to show people extreme couponing in those supermarkets. Most specifically, they – it just were ginormous warehouses, and I was so jealous.
Yeah, I remember for a while on the Smell-O-Vision, there was a grocery store in Vegas called Glazer's, and they did the extreme couponing challenge over there.
Nice. I used to do that stuff.
And if you ever watched the Food Network, there was a Smith's, which is part of Ralph's.
Yes.
That I forget the name of the game, but the chefs had to buy people's grocery bags off them and then make dinners out of it.
Oh, my goodness. I remember they have, like, a show with Guy Fieri where the chefs are shopping in the supermarket, and they get to – they have to use very limited ingredients or mixed-up ingredients with one that's really foreign and exotic. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But they do it for charities, if not for themselves.
Yeah, so the one – I forget what that one game is called, and it's darn, I forget the lady's name that did the show as the host. But anyway, the Smiths that they used several times, that's my local Smith.
Oh, nice. I remember Smiths always having great deals.
We went shopping on a Sunday, and they filmed an episode while we were getting ready to shop.
That's so cool, though. They always had great deals.
Yeah, so we saw where there were, if you wanted to be on TV, you get in this line. If you don't, you get in this line.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess they kept their shots pretty tight so you didn't get caught up.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. I used to teach classes on how to extreme coupon and how to save money. I did them via one of those, like, go-to meeting or something like that, one of those sites where you just, like, create a link. And it was before Zoom, believe it or not. This was a few years ago. This was like,
And just in case anybody was curious out there, couponing and having extra money, that is always part of the freedomizing. That's your personal...
Yeah, that's right.
Because the more you can save and the more side hustles you could do, either the more you have in purchasing power or the less you have to work for someone else.
That's right. A lot of people don't have...
Yeah, so I've always been a coupon person. I don't care. Some people are offended because I might want to go to, let's just say, Five Guys. I don't think they really do coupons, but I'll just give an example where they might have...
Right.
Buy a hamburger and get a fries and an iced tea or whatever for free. I'm not afraid to use the coupon. What's the employee going to say? Are they going to laugh at me? I don't care.
That's
I'll
right.
say five
no
bucks.
Shame. That's right.
Well, that's what they put the coupons out there for, so I don't care.
But there was this thing I learned once when I was doing couponing, that all the money that you save, you're supposed to actually take the quantity of real cash and put it into savings. And I never actually did that because I got to the point where I was literally zeroing out or going negative on my grocery bill. So I was like, if I couldn't afford the damn food to begin with, I'm sure not pulling it out cash from nowhere and saving it into a savings account. You know?
Well, I think even if you put like 10% in savings, as long as you did something.
Yeah, it didn't even. Well, the places that I saved the most money, believe it or not, were the pharmacies, like Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens, because they always had, like, some amount of fresh food or frozen food or pantry food.
Oh,
and they always...
let me jump in here, B. I've seen them where if you transfer your prescriptions to them, you get $20 in store credit.
That's right. They don't do that anymore. But there was always this thing where if you spent, like, a certain amount on a certain brand, they'd give you $10 back or $20 back. And so, of course, I would do that because they allowed you to use the coupon on the thing that you were buying. So you actually met the threshold by a few pennies. And even with the coupons off, they'd still give you the money back that they promised. And you could use it on food. You could roll it into another transaction and do it a couple of times, like whatever the limit was, and keep getting and accumulating that same dollar amount. And then they let you what they call stack them. They let you use all of them in one shot, and that was just the best.
Okay.
Telling you. That's how you get formula. That's how you get diapers. That's how you get...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, perishables or even just snacks. One time I had like $140 back from Rite Aid, and I told my kids, go crazy. Like, get whatever you want. They got toys and junk food, and it was all paid for with their own rebates.
I will tell you right now, Rite Aid has the best store brand ice cream.
You know, I've never tried it. I'm very tempted. I just heard recently that Ben & Jerry's got sold to China. I don't know how I feel about that.
No, you know, really? I did not hear that.
Yes. poor quality products to begin with in China, but if they ruin that recipe for any of them, like, God help them.
Well, they were great back before they sold to Unilever, and if Unilever sold that to China, that's disgusting.
Yeah. They were great before. But you know what? The guys, they turned out to be these liberal douchebags.
Right.
And a lot of people were just boycotting them just off of their donations and their affiliation with a lot of organizations like BLM or whatever. Can't blame people for that. But to be owned by China now, like, at least now you know they're commies when you buy the ice cream, you know. They're not hiding behind some facade of, I don't know, American diplomacy or something. But, yeah, I hope that doesn't change the flavor of a lot of those, because they're so good for being dense. Ben & Jerry's is the most dense ice cream. It's not light and fluffy at all. It hits you really just hard in the stomach. But I'll
the
have
one
to try
ice
that
cream that I can always eat that does not give me stomach issues is Talenti.
Really? Isn't that just a gelato, though? That might be why.
Maybe. Come to think of it, I've never had issues with gelato. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm not sure if it has less milk or lighter milk or... I've never really studied gelato, looked into it, what makes it gelato. But it's definitely lighter than ice cream. To me, I mean, as
right.
far as, like, yeah, like calorie-wise and whatnot. They make that, Talenti makes a delicious coconut ice cream. That's probably one of two flavors I've ever tried. It's so good. Oh, my God, ice cream. I haven't had it in so long. I used to make it in my Vitamix.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried to make ice
cream
in my Vitamix. You'll have to send me a recipe. I have a Vitamix.
Absolutely.
And not just a knockoff. I have a Vitamix.
Yeah, I have a Vitamix. You just blitz it. It literally takes seconds because it's just ice and whatever flavor you want. The cream, of course, you know, if I did chocolate ice cream, so I'd put cocoa powder and some sugar. And literally like 10 seconds, because, you know, any longer it starts to cook. You know how that stuff is.
I've made soup plenty of times in a Vitamix.
Same. Split pea soup I made.
And it actually gets
piping
hot.
Hot. Absolutely. Boiling hot. Cool, right? It's going like 100,000 RPMs or something like that. It's crazy. That speed.
But yeah, I've never tried to make ice cream on my own, and I would like to do so.
I like that better than just buying an ice cream maker. I don't want to get another machine for my house. Cause,
hey, if a Vitamix does it well enough, there's no reason to buy another machine.
Exactly. But I have, like, two slow cookers. I have a pressure cooker. Two pressure cookers. I have the Vitamix. I have a regular blender. I have a coffee machine and a coffee pot. French press. Mm. I have an ice machine. I have quite a few. I have a Tovala. One of those, like... It's like a convection and toaster oven.
Yeah, we have the Ninja 10-in-1 foodie.
I have an air fryer. The Ninja's nice.
Yeah, the 10-in-1 is perfect.
Yeah, that one is nice. It takes up a lot of space, though.
It takes up the standard space of a toaster oven.
I guess. It seems pretty big to me. I've only seen one once in person. And I was like, damn, that's big. The Ninja makes some good stuff altogether. They're blenders. I think they were the first to have, like, the blades stacked the way they do, you know,
yes.
where they're one above the other. And that
right.
really makes for a nice smoothie.
Well, yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
When I got serious about my weight loss, we came in contact with a Vitamix.
Nice. I had to get, like, a midget Vitamix. Is midget politically correct? Can I say it when I'm talking about Vitamix?
Oh, I don't care. You're on Freedomizer Radio. I don't worry about that.
Okay, no. So I got a midget one to fit under the cabinet. But
if
the
not,
average
you just
Vitamix...
call it a dwarf.
Oh, okay. So, like, but your average Vitamix, and I'm sure yours is tall and skinny, right? And you have to kind of not have it under a cabinet. But I have these low-hanging top cabinets, so I wouldn't have been able to fit the regular... average standard Vitamix under there. I guess like the one you see in like, I don't know, Starbucks. Well, who has these in the store? Is it Jamba Juice and maybe Starbucks?
Oh, yeah.
They have these.
Yes.
Right? Oh, my God,
yeah,
Jamba Juice.
I haven't been to a Jamba Juice in a long time.
Right? I think it's been a good 10 years for me, myself. I used to love that place.
The last time I went to Jamba Juice was like 5 years ago in the airport in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they made a good, at least the one that I went to in Manhattan, they made a good wheatgrass shot. It actually tasted sweet. And I was a little bit, like, thrown off because I expected a kind of grassy, you know, kind of bitter, almost strange taste. But it was so sweet, it was almost like they gave me a sweet juice, like the peas and almost
carrots. Yeah, I remember I had something with ginger in it. I did very heavy ginger because at the Atlanta airport, next to the Jamba Juice is a Bojangles. And I still have issues eating chicken, and I really was craving Bojangles because we don't have a Bojangles anywhere on the West Coast. And it was the last time I had a Bojangles was like 1997, and this was 2017. So it took 20 years for me to have Bojangles, and I wasn't ruining it. So I extra gingered a Jamba Juice smoothie, and I had no issues whatsoever, and I was so happy.
Is this the thing with chicken that I said I had the problem with, where most chicken are fed like GMO corn, and I'm allergic to corn, so I get sick from the chicken and the soy feed or whatever they give them?
I don't know. I just have an issue with food sometimes, and I'll when you see me vacating the scene a lot, then you'll know what day I'm having.
Right. No, I had to give up that regular farmed chicken, you know, like Purdue and whatever. Everything that I get now has to be no, like, hormone-free, free-range, I don't know, farm-raised, happy chicken. No GMO corn, no antibiotics.
Right,
it has
exactly.
To be, like, all this. And that's the only time I don't get sick off chicken. And still, I rarely eat it because I'm so, you know, I had such a bad experience for years with chicken.
But I can eat turkey with no problem.
Funny, I haven't had turkey in a while.
No, if you air fry some turkey thighs, that's like my favorite thing ever. Turkey legs are good, but turkey thighs, that's my favorite.
I have never, well, I guess when I had turkey for Thanksgiving, but I never had a air fried turkey thigh. I would try that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely some stuff right there.
Well, now I get all my meat delivered. That sounds great. And the ninja, too. Now I get all my meat delivered from a farm up here. All the meat is locally sourced, and they serve it to me. Oh, they bring it frozen solid to my doorstep.
Okay.
In this insulated bag and everything. I get mostly beef because, like I said, chicken and I once in a while. But when they do deliver chicken, it's small because it's not you know, hormone-fed chicken. So I think that's what chicken used to look like. Like when we were kids, it was like small breasts and small little birds running around. But now they're so big, they grow so fast, I heard that they can't even support themselves on their legs. They just kind of hop around on their bottom. It's terrible.
Yeah, I've watched that Super Size Me too.
Ugh.
Where the guy started a chicken farm. And you'll learn a lot on that.
Yeah, saw that. And what about Food Inc.? I think you can't watch these movies, though. You can't watch these movies because you'll not want to eat a thing. And most of these foods that they serve us now with red 40 and yellow 5 or yellow 6, they're just full of carcinogens and they have all these pesticides. I'm not doing it. Shoot. I'm down to drinking fruit nectar.
Well, for me lately, I've been drinking the tart cranberry juice.
Ah. Well, why don't you try the apple cider vinegar? I gave that to my cat. I know she's a cat. You're not a cat, okay? But she has chronic UTIs.
I have some apple cider vinegar pills.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the pills, but I know that I gave her a half a teaspoon in her food every day, and I cleared up her UTIs, and she was just bleeding. Oh, poor cat. But, I mean, for adults, it would be probably a tablespoonful a day.
Okay.
I think that's awful. Just going down is disgusting. You probably
I actually like the taste of the tart. The cranberry, and I also have some tart cherry juice that I mix in a spoonful with.
But wait, with the cranberry, it's unsweetened, right? It's just raw cranberry?
Right.
And that doesn't hurt? I mean, like your tongue or your palate or anything?
No, that's those glass jars that you were looking at that are like $10
yeah.
a piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh
they get
God.
Costly. There was one, I grabbed one the first time. It was on sale for $5.99, so I should have bought more, but I didn't think I'd need more than two.
Yeah, you always have to grab it when you see it cheap. But wait, I've had the cranberry juice before because I mistook it. I mistook the label for juice, and I thought, oh, what a nice little bottle. And I was like, ah, what's this? It's so strong and it almost burns. It's so
See, that
tart.
The cranberry juice doesn't bother me, but it's not like it's my favorite juice. So if I don't need it, I'm not going to buy it, especially when it costs that much.
Amen.
It's just
yeah,
hard
definitely...
to think to yourself that I've never had a UTI in my life. There's no way I would expect to have four in a month.
Oh, my gosh, right.
It's hard to fathom that, so obviously you're not going to go out of your way and buy, like, eight jars of cranberry juice.
No, really. Touché. But you don't dilute it? Because I felt like it needed to be diluted. Ugh,
I could drink it straight up, but I also, one, because it makes it taste better, but two, it's also pomegranate is supposed to be a good one too. So I have the raw unsweetened pomegranate, and I mix that with the cranberry, and then I put a tablespoon of the tart cherry juice with it.
I know.
So I'm making my own concoctions here.
Yeah, really. I'm telling you, and you're trying that homemade home remedy. You're going to have to keep it going. You're going to have to go longer than 3 days. Because that's what happened with this cat. It's like she was on antibiotics, and as soon as she got off antibiotics, she got bad again. And then I gave her something else, like a different medication. She got better, and then as soon as she got off it came back. But I did the apple cider vinegar. I was like, screw this. I'm not spending money on the vet for this little homeless cat that I got. I'm sorry.
Well, and like I said, I'm not really a fan of the apple cider vinegar, and I feel like if I'm taking cranberry pills and I'm doing two different cranberry, what is it called? Here, I can get it here in a minute because I'm going to have to vacate here in a minute anyway. But I do take this two or three times a day for the 3 days that they recommend.
Pills I like.
So the pills, I'll take an apple cider pill, but I don't want to take a spoonful because I'm already doing enough with the cranberry. At least in my head I'm doing enough, but obviously I'm not if I still have this.
Right. No, really. It's lasting way too long, dude. At a certain point, doesn't it eventually get to your kidneys? Like it could get a little bit dangerous for you.
Yeah, my wife was saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, if it continued for that long, I'd be more scared. But if you get 3 days on and then 7 days you don't have it and then you get 3 days again, it's kind of just being held at bay. It's not getting better or worse.
Right.
Now, if you went 5, 6, 7 days in a row, then I'd be more worried. But I'm still kind of worried, but it's not like it just – went straight.
Have you tried drinking beer?
Oh, I can't stand the beer.
Oh, well, I was just saying that not for the UTI, just to relieve, you know, to relax.
Oh.
Help you cope.
No, I didn't drink alcohol, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it does prevent kidney stones. I know that. Beer. It does have some good
I can barely tolerate a kombucha if it's a certain flavor.
Ah, yeah. No, those some of them are just stank. You're right. There's one kombucha brand that I like and one flavor of the brand. So I hear you on that. Some of them are just so disgusting.
And I don't even remember the brands offhand, but there's a water Synergy. That's it. The brand Synergy, they have a watermelon kombucha that actually, not just a neutral with, I actually like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. The one I had was ginger. Oh, God. I don't want to mess up. It was like ginger lemon. It was so good. And it was not that Synergy brand. It was Dr. Brew or something like that. I think it's
okay.
Dr. Brew.
I forget which
that.
One of them is owned by a certain soda company, so I would avoid them at all costs.
Ugh. Don't make me. I always have to look on the back of everything now and see if it says natural flavors. If it says natural flavors, I don't friggin' buy it. Which really
my
leaves you with
is
nothing.
My favorite is it says it's with natural flavors, and other natural flavors.
Yeah. At least they're clear.
Yes. But it's organic. Natural flavors, natural flavors, and other natural flavors.
I've seen that. I've seen organic natural flavors. That is horrible. It's still a selection of thousands of different chemicals that could all be a flavor. They essentially just trick your brain into thinking you're tasting what you think you're tasting when you're not
yeah,
really
it's
tasting it.
Yeah, basically like drinking an Impossible Burger.
Oh, my God. I just saw a friend say that she's switching to veganism this year and she needed some advice on what to eat. I was like, bitch, vegetables. I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk like that, right?
I don't care.
Eat a broccoli. What do I eat if I'm a vegan?
That would be my advice. If you're going to be a vegan, don't eat anything that they make in a lab to taste like meat because we're still waiting for the first thing where a meat tastes like a vegetable.
That's so true. And it bleeds beet juice. Ugh. What a world
yeah,
we're living
so
in.
Like,
and
hey,
now they've
got lamb chops that taste like spinach.
Right. And we've got 3D printers making steaks or things that look like steak. Things.
Hey, you mentioned the word broccoli, so we have one of your favorite people that wants to join us.
Broccoli. Is it Broccoli Man?
It could be.
Welcome in.
I like cauliflower better, though.
Cauliflower. I made a joke once.
You know what's
the
better is
broccoli flower.
If you have broccoli flour, that's good.
I made a joke one time, Vito. I said, what do you call a broccoli man when he's scared? Cauliflower. Not very funny. Thanks. Thank
but
you.
You guys talk about the football play yet or no?
No, we haven't.
No.
Well,
we're talking about...
I sent V this afternoon, it was on Stu Peters. But he had someone come on that he deems very credible, who's basically saying the football player, they never revived him on the field. They couldn't revive him on the field. Apparently he was an AFib. That they did revive him. They brought him back in the hospital, and he quoted it a second time. He quoted another time in the hospital. So they're just waiting to pronounce him dead from the way they're making it seem. They're making it sound. They're not talking. They do not want to mention.
But you haven't heard the latest news,
though.
Right. That's what I was telling Vito, that he's back.
Yeah, he's breathing on his own again.
Oh, is he? All right.
I honestly thought they were going to destroy his lungs with these machines that they had him on.
I think that would have been some serious damage.
Right.
You know,
yeah, it's hard
unless
to get people off of them.
That's exactly what that does.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We know from COVID.
The doctors, no one's done a press conference yet, though.
No.
This is what I don't understand. You know, this is a public incident. I mean, they should have something as far as the press conference go from the doctors. We hear it from them and not from the family or from the NFL, unless they're doing damage control.
Right. And if this kid is damaged,
I don't know what they're trying. Oh, go ahead, V. I didn't know you were talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just going to say that if he's damaged now, the NFL is not going to pay him a pension or anything higher than $4,000 a month on disability or disability as far as they are concerned. I'm sorry. No, please.
Right. There's a caveat to that possibly.
How so?
Which is why they're being quiet. And I'll be honest, I don't know the answer to this, and it's hard to say one way or the other. As far as if he was forced to get the gene therapy, he can't sue Pfizer, but he could sue the Buffalo Bills.
The NFL?
Yes, he could sue the NFL, and
they'd have to issue
something to him.
That's the problem with these job-mandated vaccines. Is that they open themselves up to that lawsuit, not Moderna, not Pfizer. Now, apparently, more than 270 cardiac deaths in the U.S. athletes after vaccination, after peer-reviewed study. Peer-reviewed, we know what that means. It can go either way with peer review.
Mm-hmm.
270 cardiac in athletes?
Well, I just remember, if you've seen that one hockey player, Chris Pronger, I remember when that happened live back in 1994, where he took a puck to the chest and just dropped. But
right.
This didn't
That's
look
the
that
thing.
Serious, but I could be wrong. But
proof. It wasn't a hard
it's
hit.
It's just hard to say.
That was not a
you
hard
can't,
hit.
You can't really say that tackling somebody, and it's just hard to say how much of the helmet clipped him. And where it clipped him exactly. And maybe the helmet hit him slightly and it jarred up one of those clots and it moved to someplace else. I don't know.
That's possible.
Now, see, the thing is
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that that whole theory about being due to impact, I heard that from a doctor. That when someone has that impact to the chest, they fall immediately. They don't take a few steps. Like he stood, took a few steps, and then collapsed. Apparently you can't do that when your heart stops immediately. I mean, that's the only thing that supports that it was not related to the impact of somebody's helmet into his ribs or his chest.
Well, and you would say that, but the impact and then when that happened, it wasn't immediate, but it wasn't like even 5 minutes went by, so... I remember, do you remember when Sam Kinison passed away?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he was in a head-on collision. He got out of the car. He asked the other guy if he was okay. And then after that, he fell and died.
Mm.
And that was maybe 5-8 minutes, no more than 10.
Mm-hmm. Was he like a cocaine, though? Wasn't he like a drug addict?
He was rehabbed for a few years because he had a sitcom and he promoted himself on being clean.
I see.
So
bad I was a fan of that guy. I remember
so
that.
So as far as I think the 5 minute rule might apply.
Hmm. Maybe
the hit didn't look that bad.
Right.
But it didn't look that bad, but it's hard to say yes or no. I think it's good to have that discussion, and I don't think the people that are asking, is it the gene therapy, I don't think they're wrong, and I don't think the people are wrong for saying it might not have been. I just want the truth out there. I just don't feel like we have to be vindicated to say that it was the gene therapy. It might not be every single time.
Correct.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
But they're sure acting like it is this time.
Oh yeah, they don't want to say a thing, and they're still trying to figure out how to play this game.
Well,
because
we seem to have more soccer players that are collapsing, right?
This is the last.
Well,
week
they
of
were
the
in
season.
Europe.
Yeah, let me give this scenario here. This is the last week of the football season. The Bills are playing the Patriots, and I want to say that the Bengals are playing the Ravens, and both of those games can have playoff implications as far as seeding and such. So
right.
The options are they could play this, they could record this game as no contest and not play the game. They can not play the game and issue a tie and everybody gets a half a point, I guess. They could declare, because each team had one possession. No, actually, the Bengals would have had their second possession. And whoever was up 7-3, they would be called the winner, which I don't think would be fair because it was still the first quarter. That's like calling a baseball game in the second inning. It's not
right.
Enough time to do anything with.
Right.
Or they, at this point, they'll have to back the playoffs a week so they could figure out who wins this game.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they do that, but those are the only four outcomes that they can do at this point.
That's pretty jarring, though. This dude literally died on the field, didn't he?
He dropped dead. They
well,
said he
technically
was dead.
He died. Obviously, he's living now, but yes, he died on the field.
Yeah.
That could throw these people's game way off. A lot of these players, they have to.
Yeah,
have
anyone that's worried about this gene therapy, yeah, they're going to be walking on eggshells.
Right. Right. And I'm thinking, like, if there was any kind of thing of solidarity, like, why wouldn't they just the players, you know, walk off or like boycott or what? Well, not the boycott. Not the, it's when they strike. That's the word I'm thinking about. Us, we could boycott and they could strike, like, you know, in support of the player that died on the field or that.
Well, there was precedence before where there was a couple of players that died while playing.
Right.
And then there's been some people that have been put in wheelchairs.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen the breathing tubes.
Well, I don't recall any NFL players dying while playing, but the injuries, yes, the debilitating injuries, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy in 1968. I remember I don't remember the guy's name. I could research that real quick. And then there was a guy on the Cardinals, J.V. Kane. He had a heart attack during a game back in 1980, I think. He had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital and then died at the hospital.
Wow.
That's rough.
So
you can't blame a team
he technically did not die on the field, but he had a heart attack while on the field.
That's rough. For me, it was horrible seeing all these healthy soccer players double over clutching their chests, and now
yep.
They can never play again, you know?
Nope.
Ruined for life. And they have to be on
yeah,
medication for the rest of their life.
Now.
50 years ago, actually in 1971, Lions receiver Chuck Hughes became the first and only player to actually die on an NFL field.
On Twitter.
Wow. So one year before I was born.
Okay, so between 1970 and 2020, 1,312 athletes suffered from cardiac arrest and died. Between 2021 and last year, 1,598 athletes suffered from cardiac arrest and died. 1 year as opposed to 30. Wait, 50, excuse me. 50 years, it took 1,300 for people to die.
Yeah, I apologize. Actually, J.D. Kane collapsed and died during a preseason.
Oh. Well, look at that.
Yeah. It was artificial sweetness, boy.
Well, this was in 1979. So there really was not that many different experimental sweeteners back then.
No.
That's insane. What else could it be?
So in my opinion, I think both things, that it wasn't the vaccine that caused the injury, but I think it made matters worse. That's what I'm going with personally. And it just, I guess the fault here, I guess, is how much did that gene therapy affect this issue? And that we don't know. And I'm not, being that I'm not a doctor, I can't really speculate on that, but I as the radio show host can just give my personal opinion that I think it wasn't the gene therapy, and it was at the same time.
Right, but myocarditis is one of the main side effects. It seems to affect men, teens up to the 40s, and if myocarditis causes cardiac arrest, then you can go backwards and say, well, where'd they get the myocarditis from? And if it was the gene therapy, then boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it was climate change. Because climate change, leaving your television on all night.
And don't forget fake news. People who believe in conspiracy theorists. So if I post something and you read it and you're in Belgium and you have myocarditis that day, that I'm the reason why you got myocarditis. Even though I've never met you, and I'm not even in your same day.
Right.
I'm halfway around the globe, but I caused you to have a heart attack because I posted that two men can't get pregnant.
Believe all women when they say that men can be women, men can get pregnant.
Yeah, believe all women when they say that, but if you ask what's a woman, we don't know. We're not biologists.
Right. We can't tell you what a woman is, but we can tell you that a man can be it, can be one.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Circular reasoning. But the same doesn't go for men. Like, when you say, what is a man, there doesn't seem to be any hesitancy. Because I don't understand. There seems to be only a problem describing what a woman is. You don't see too many women wanting to be men. It seems to be the other way around.
I've seen a few, but not very many.
And as Vito said, now that he identifies as a woman, he's also a lesbian.
Yeah.
Right, Vito?
I'm a lesbian. Absolutely.
You son of a
and a lesbian said you can't be a lesbian, then I can't be a woman.
Then what is a woman?
And what is a woman?
A whatever you want it to be. Whatever you feel like that is.
Crazy.
Whatever you identify as. And ad infinitum ad nauseum.
All right, well, you ready for this week's Broccoli Man?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sir, yes, sir.
So, all right. So, this one is called Aftermath of Protest, featuring the Millennials.
I see it there, and I'm opening it now.
All right, so when you're ready, we'll press the magic button, and we'll make this happen.
I'm ready.
All right. We'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, again, players. How is your stipend for being trans going?
I got my 12 lit today. I think next month I also get 12 lit for being black. I'm getting paid, y'all.
My 1200 came in also for being trans. We are getting rich up in this mug.
You don't get anything for just being half black. You should become trans, Jimmo, and then you can start collecting these fat stacks also.
No can do, Malik. I like the ladies way too much, B. I can't fake the funk, even for money.
Iredor City is trying to ban man and woman relationships. The city council person said they wants to ban heterosexual marriage. My parents 1 and 2 are not happy about being forced to get divorced or go to jail.
Bleep, there's something that has. Those fools are just stuck in old times. Hetero people are disgusting to me.
I don't know about that, player. I personally don't care who sleeps with what gender. No one is forcing you to sleep with anyone you don't want to be. No one is better than anyone else based on the private parts you are attracted to.
That's because you're turning on the public matter. Why do you hate gay people?
Are you serious? We've been friends for years. Why would I hate you all of a sudden? My parent 1 and 2 say they are moving if that bill bans straight people from being married passes.
Tamer, you have not even been to one drag queen story time yet. That proves you are starting to hate trans people. If you cannot dress up as a drag queen and fondle the young kids, the least you can do is come watch us do it. It makes us upset that you are not supporting your lifestyle.
You should have came down to the McGMO with us when we did Mike's ball sack to the drive-thru line so no one can buy their GMO Max and Sad Meals. Bleep that McGMO.
At the next one, Radic will even glue its ball sack to the ground. It is gonna be lit.
Hey, it's that something duck, that tinks as ish does not stink.
That girl is also against me getting pregnant. He also refused to help me scrape my scrotum off the ground when I was doing the protest at McGMO. He let me sit there. He said if I was going to protest, do not be a chicken and finish the job.
Well, did you get McGMO to close down? Did they make any concessions to you?
No, they just laughed at me and let all the monster trucks run in the drive-thru all over my head. I was breathing car exhaust for 2 weeks.
Quit being a crybaby.
But you did not even put a scam on my face. You just let everyone laugh at me for not wearing a scam. I got a concussion. Broccoli Man had to put smelling salts on me to make sure I was okay. But it did not help me get up.
You are the one that decided to protest and glue your junk to the pavement. If you wanted to be there forever, it is not my job to change your mind. If you wanted to live at the McGMO drive-thru and never stand up again, then you do you.
It was not cool seeing everyone laugh and point at me when I could not hold my urine anymore and it went all over the driveway. Someone even tasered the pee and I ended up getting electrocuted.
Hey yo, I sent that video over to that show Ridiculousness. They said they is finna play it.
I have to see that. That sounds pretty dope, B.
You better be acting so sus, Schmeyer.
This something duck is not supporting any Democrats. He is not supporting Ukraine or the current thing. He is going to cause us to not be able to be forced to eat bugs or owns nothing. He won't even put a bloody scam on him's face.
That's just the weirdest thing. You think freedom is you telling us to obey you. Even though you do not pay my bills. You can eat ZE bugs and be homeless anytime you like. I choose to not eat ZE bugs and I will own things. You do you.
I don't know why you hate freedom so much. You should just support Ukraine and eat zubas so they can eat steaks.
HIV had does that help climate change if we all eat zubas and people in other countries eat the meat instead?
Shut up, fascist. That's why.
You bees is a total loser, Jim Aaron Broccoli Man. You do not show your junk to children. You want straight people to still be married. You still eat meat. How do you think we will get our new world order with our one world government if you do not accept our policies? Quit thinking about just you. It is what we want to.
Malik is going to get me pregnant. Then all of you will owe us an apology for being against us getting pregnant.
Today's book we are reading to the kids is 30 things you can do with your junk. Then we have to whip out our junks and show the kids how to do them.
Let one of them touch your junks and you will show those kids how fast you can go to jail.
What are you such a square?
That's right.
This is the times we live in. We can now groom kids to make sure they go trans.
We are in a race to reduce population.
We will be underwater in 2 years, and our throat will be drier than the Sahara Desert in 2 years unless we let everyone else eat meat. If we can all eat maggots and sleep in tents at the park, then our CO2 levels will drop so that enough poor people will live. That is why we shut down all the pipelines in America and we are buying gas instead from Venezuela. It's because of climate change.
Please explain how pumping the same gas in another country helps the entire planet.
Stop being racist. That's how you can stop climate change.
And now we've already been transphobic. That's how.
So you honestly think that because you are a trans and I am not, that if Venezuela pumps gas then charges us more for than if we had a pipeline and it costs less to produce and sell it here, that it is better for the environment because I am not gay? Say what?
That's the first right thing you said today.
If you want to support trans rights, then you would stand with Ukraine.
But Ukraine is arresting people for being gay.
Then we need to support them even harder. We should volunteer to do drag queen story time in the Ukraine or maybe Saudi Arabia. Then they will finally support us.
Hey everyone. We need to say no to all these failed woke policies. If we do not check their powers, then we will be giving our plant over to Lucifer to rule over us all. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He discusses all the real news you need to hear. He also has on great guests and excellent co-hosts. He is on freedomizerradio.com. Listen to him weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you hear Proof's show.
I do not respect anyone who does not wear scams, does not do drag queen story times, or has a mark of the beast. You are too old to know how the world really works.
Come on, Malik. Let's go groom some kids.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, let me tell you, those are actual arguments that I've had with people about climate change, about men being pregnant. This is, do you debate people online and get this? Because this is legit.
No, I just think how the other side would act if they talked to me.
There's no way. That is so accurate. I had a 3-day debate with somebody about the insurrection. I don't know why I committed so much of my time. I got absolutely nowhere. But everything that this woman, or what she, I thought she was a woman on Twitter, believed about January 6th, I mean, I was like, you can't possibly still believe that. Like, that's been already, you know, debunked, turned around, revealed, proven up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then it's like, how do you even have the nerve to go on social media and say that Trump incited and Trump made everybody, he kept their anger roused and he sent them over there and he knew they were armed and it's like, what, miss?
All those cops killed that day.
Right. 140 cops were hurt. And I'm like, well, what about May 29th? Was it May 29th or May 30th? I was like, there were like 60-plus Secret Service agents that were hurt. A couple of them needed surgery because people breached the White House perimeter. They put the fence down, and they were making it across the lawn.
So how were these 140 cops injured? Because I've heard people say that number, but I've never read that anywhere.
I've read that they were injured by bear spray, flagpoles, the end of flagpoles, and
yeah, but they're not going after Ray Epps, so it couldn't have been that bad.
And then they say Ray Epps is just a diversion, and that he's suing to clear his name because he had absolutely nothing to do with it. And I'm like, if you're going to charge people,
telling people what to do, and everybody's shouting "Fed, Fed, Fed, Fed,"
right?
It.
I'm like, he's the only person on video seen to encouraging people to go into the Capitol.
Yeah.
And I said, look, there's people who were outside, like Brandon Straka. He was arrested. He didn't set foot inside the Capitol.
Right.
And Alex Jones had a subpoena for his arrest. He didn't go inside the Capitol. So why wouldn't Ray Epps? And he was actually encouraging people to go in while the other two were not.
Oh, there were people that were not even in that zip code that are getting arrested for that.
Exactly. Yep. Yes, exactly. He was on the
So
the
what
FBI
was it, Stuart Rhodes, that was not even there and he's sitting in prison right now? because he's a member of the Proud Boys? He wasn't even there.
Yeah, a lot of the cops got injured by their own tear gas. The cops got injured by their own, you know, deployed devices, their own tools and weapons. So that's how, you know, when you're a cop, it's easy to claim injury. You could bump your pinky on a wall and say, oh, I got hurt, and it was on the day of the insurrection, you know. So a lot of that is BS. But there were so few cops to cover, no wonder more of them got hurt. If they had 140 to work with to begin with, then all of them went out sick that day because they all got hurt. They didn't have enough to cover the grounds, the barricades, nothing. And then there's this, oh, Trump didn't ask. He should have called in the National Guard. I'm pretty sure I saw the request in writing. It was a few days before or the day before, and I saw a refusal from Muriel Bowser, the mayor, that she did not request any additional aid or personnel. And, he was supposed to just go ahead and order the National Guard above everybody's head. And that's the thing. They keep painting him as a totalitarian. And when he let other people to have the opportunity to step up and they didn't, then he gets the blame. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. That's the thing.
I'm just surprised at the things, the defense that I see. Defending Ray Epps. Like, not for nothing. Are you sleeping with him? Or because if so, guess what? He's not going to sleep with you just for defending him. Get over it. I'm just going to say, I didn't even vote for Trump. And I'm not a Republican. But I hate media lies, and I hate when people try to pull one over on me. And I'll fight for that.
Yep.
I always fight for the truth.
That's the truth.
And they're saying something about Trump knew people were armed, and he didn't want metal detectors put up because he wanted more armed people there. And he told the Secret Service something about, they're not here to hurt me. And that was the Cassidy Hutchinson testimony, the same woman that said that Trump reached and lunged for the wheel and grabbed one of those
she
big burly guys
lied.
By the neck. Right, she, like her word against Trump. And then everybody's like, well, I will believe her because Trump's a pathological liar. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but pathological liars do tell the truth on occasion.
And then hearing
case,
it from her and not nobody in the
car. Right, and then they're like, well, the reason she lied in the beginning to the committee was because she had a Trump-appointed or paid-for attorney, and he was coercing her to do so. Well, they're not credible. Whether she lied by coercion or not, she's got no good word at all for me, in my opinion. And she was the big star of that whole really fake freaking committee, that crap show that they played on television every night.
Now, what
and
was
no,
the reason for them pulling the that subpoena for Trump?
For the insurrection, supposed insurrection.
Yeah. Or for the why did they pull the subpoena? Did they say?
I forgot. Yes, you're right. They did pull it.
Because
I don't
they
know.
Were ready to refer him for criminal investigation. And next thing you know, the subpoena gets pulled. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
No, nothing ever happened to anybody.
I know. I don't think that there was just anything even to charge him on. His attorneys did a
no.
great job showing the hypocrisy, especially like him saying, you got fight for your country, using the word fight to mean take bear spray and spray police officers. Fight means take a flagpole and hit police officers. Fight means take a fire extinguisher and hit a police officer. And he had hours of footage of different politicians using the word fight repeatedly. Hypocrisy.
And he never said fight.
He said fight for your country. We got to fight. But he didn't say go to the Capitol and fight. And, well, we need to be specific because we're talking about a so-called insurrection, right?
Patriotically and peacefully, he said.
He really did. And he even did a video. Oh, he was forced to record that. He was forced to ask people. He did it unwillingly. He dragged his feet. He was asked repeatedly over hours. He waited until everybody left. And then he recorded a video saying, please, we want peace. No, he did it while it was happening. And he was tweeting while it was happening, saying, please respect the police, please be peaceful. And then he recorded the video. So let me tell you, this debate that I had, when I say days of tweets back and forth, this woman was relentless. And even everything that I showed her that was proof to the contrary, she never acquiesced. She never said, you know what, you're right. She never said, oh, I didn't know that. They
nope.
never backed down. These they people can't. Will fight you tooth and nail. They will never have a moment of illumination. They will never be like, wow, you know what?
Huh.
You will never get that satisfaction. So you have to be okay
nope.
with debating somebody until you are exhausted. You've exhausted every point, and you say, you know what? Have a good night. Either that or you flip the bird and say, go F yourself.
Crazy shit, man.
It's annoying.
Well, yeah, it is annoying. Quite disgusting, actually.
Yeah. And it's come to the point where I remember when I first became a Christian and I was arguing with, like, the black Israelites in front of my college. And I was like, I don't understand. I didn't even know who they were. They were dressed like, you know, like the year 3000 BC Jews or I don't know what the heck they were wearing with the Jewish star on everything,
right.
the Star of David. And they were quoting a lot from the Old Testament, which I love. But they were using it to support a lot of their racist, misogynist beliefs. And I was confused. Like, they told me they wouldn't talk to me because I had pants on. And a woman should not dress as a man, and a man as a woman. And they quote from Deuteronomy or something. And I was like, what, dude? I don't think that's how that quote should be used. I'm not dressing as a man because I have on pants. You know, like, they were just ridiculous. And so I found myself debating the Bible with a bunch of heathens on the street corner with tons of witnesses because people were all curious about this. And
yeah,
maybe that's
and,
how it all
know,
started.
What's funny is that the people arguing with you about wearing pants, they're going to go home and eat their lobster and shrimp.
Right.
Absolutely.
They're not going to obey the Sabbath. They're not going to...
Right.
You know,
they're going to have bacon.
They're not being godly, God-fearing people. Even in the Old Testament, people shared the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, they told the story of all the kings and all the wonders that they did and the miracles that God did through his prophets. There was nothing but love in that. There was always a consistent message of love throughout the Old and the New Testament. So the fact that these people came with all this harsh language and no love, and if you called them out on anything, they would show you something in the Bible that supported what they believed, even if it was a blurb out of a whole paragraph that had a different connotation and different meaning, that one line supported exactly what they were talking about. It was the worst distortion of truth I'd ever seen. And it made me study more. You know, it made me look into it more. Because then I was like, what are they talking about here? And I'd have to look into the Bible and then they'd get a concordance and then get the dictionary. And I was like, boy. And this is before the internet, y'all. So we're talking, I had to go through books.
Real research.
Real old-fashioned paper research.
Real
bunch
research.
Of scribbles
yep.
in a spiral notebook with your findings and try to keep it together and organized. It was a mess. But I don't know, maybe from then to now, because I was a teenager then, and now here I am almost 50, I can't back down from a debate, and I have to speak up on every mistruth and every lie that I see. It's just a compulsion.
Yeah.
Screw it. Well, screw them. But yeah, that's why I see proof. He puts this broccoli man thing together, and I'm like, oh, I get triggered. Because I'm like, I've heard this come out of people's mouths. And if not in person, then through social media, I've seen it in print. And you can
that's funny,
because
I don't get into arguments. I just think my side on what would the opposite do, because I've been around liberals so much in my life that I just take what I have and write the opposite, and then... It turns up that I'm exactly right. That's sad.
Yeah.
By the way, they're negotiating as we speak here to give McCarthy the job. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but McCarthy wants to negotiate after being turned down that many times.
Well, they're looking at getting Democrats now voting for him.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, if that happens, then
it's
over.
None of the Democrats are budging. They tried that for today, and it didn't work.
Okay.
Yeah, they couldn't get one Democrat after trying to push that. They couldn't get even one to switch. They wanted Hakeem Jeffries. They want the most radical of the Congress people to lead them.
No, I don't think he's the most radical of them all.
In the Congress, maybe. The Senate, they have more radicals.
Is it Rashida Tlaib radical? Well, like, I think she's really radical, Rashida Tlaib.
Well, so is Ilhan Omar. That's the squad.
And that one also, yeah. The other
but
one.
As far as being vocal, I just think of those two as just vulgar. But I think Hakeem Jeffries is the most radical if you put them all together.
I don't like any of these progressives. You notice that there's
no
more moderates. There's no more moderates. Where'd they go?
Doug, being moderate, that means you're a Republican. You have to go. You have to go all in. Yeah, I can't name you one Well, in the Senate, there's that Joe Manchin. You could call him a moderate Democrat, maybe, but that's it. That's all you got.
Right.
I hope that this negotiation fails and they try three or four more votes tomorrow and fail on all of them. I want them to put out there, maybe they vote 50 times. I don't care. I don't care how many times it takes for McCarthy to realize he's not going to get the votes.
Correct. And I just don't understand why they vote for McConnell.
Well, because they came out and they thought that they could strong arm like they usually do with Republicans, where we're going to take all your committee assignments away. We're going to punish you if you don't vote for McCarthy. And enough people actually did not cave and said that we're in this together and we're not caving.
Yeah.
We don't want to give the Democrats the Congress. We want investigations. We want what we were paid to be here for. And we're
correct.
Not part of the World Economic Forum. They've said that.
We want to follow the Constitution.
Right. And if they were able to do that and get a Byron Donalds, I think Byron Donalds would be great. Then they wouldn't be able to play the
race. He doesn't want it either.
He said he would take it, but it's not his choice to do, but he would take it.
I don't surprise why not more voting for him.
Because I think if you say, I don't want the job, then it's hard to vote for them, maybe. I don't know.
I've never heard so many bad things about Jim Jordan.
You saw Gates voted for Trump today.
Yes.
Trump said if he got nominated, he'd do the job.
Absolutely, and he would do a great job, too.
Yes, he would. That would be very interesting, too.
That might be a way to rehabilitate Trump's name, because right now Trump isn't looking so hot.
That's the truth. He could impeach Joe Biden and Kamala and end up as president again. Isn't that crazy? Nobody's gonna vote besides Gates, though. Gates said he would nominate him, and he kept his word. So he's true to his word.
Well, I think that if it was a choice between Trump and McCarthy, those that are not worried about being bullied, they would take Trump.
True. They all seem to be bullying one another. Look at Maxine Waters. I can't believe she told somebody stop being a crybaby and vote for McCarthy or else. Or else.
Yeah.
And
using the old Democrat line of if you support somebody other than McCarthy, you're a domestic terrorist.
And then he said the thin skin and don't be such a softie. He's just kidding.
Oh, yeah, you could kid when you're joking and laughing amongst people, but yeah, you can't go on national smell-o-vision and go on Fox News and say that those people are terrorists. That's not a joke.
Yeah, just for that, Dan Crenshaw deserves his other eye poked out. Screw him. Oh, just kidding. Girl. Don't have such a thin skin, Dan. Just a joke. Lighten up. Poke your eye
out. That's funny.
I'll show you domestic terror. Just kidding. Just kidding, Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah, I don't ever think that stuff's funny. That's what Democrats do. When you call them out on stuff, they say, oh, it didn't mean to be there. Just remember when PayPal did that mess a few months ago? They put that in their terms of service that you could be fined $2,500 for quote-unquote fake news. And then they said they were joking. And then 3 weeks later, they put it back out there to be rolled out on the same exact day that they said that they were going to do it originally and then said that was not true.
Right. They thought we were going to forget.
Yeah, the Democrat hustle.
Crazy. It's happening so much faster, though. You notice that? Like the time between conspiracy theory and the revelation of the actual conspiracy theory being true is like weeks or months. It used to be years, decades. Crazy.
Well, you remember, there's another thing, too. Remember back September, October, where those people that bullied us over wearing scams and gene therapies said that they wanted amnesty and they just wanted to call a truce? And then they're back out there promoting scams and gene therapies again.
That's right.
Well, look at what they're doing in Paterson, New Jersey.
What's that?
They're making the school system there is making kids wear masks.
Yeah, there's a bunch of liberal cities, Boston. I don't remember if Manhattan is or not.
No, the city's not yet. I'm sure that they're getting ready to that, too, because they're calling
Paterson. I know there's some cities in California that rolled it out already. San Diego was one of them, even in college. Rutgers is requiring scams.
Oh, boy.
Rutgers, that's not even far from my house.
These diploma mills.
Yeah, funny. Holy shit.
Well, if they're going to require scams in college, you know that they stand to make these people wear scams when they graduate, and after they graduate, they'll wear them forever because they grew up
wearing scams. They'll make them wear them taking the class pictures, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Now,
I've seen,
you, they
did
with
I've seen people have to wear them to get their Costco IDs.
Oh, that's ridiculous. But isn't after a while proof when people wear these masks, don't they get that bacterial infection in their lungs? That
well, of course
gives them
they
a,
do.
That's
not going to stop them, though. They don't
right,
care.
They can get pneumonia.
Even when you have, you know, because I use a CPAP machine, you got to clean that every once a week.
Right. A couple times, right? A week.
Well, those
I do it once
scams
a week.
That
I use
people
vinegar.
Wear are only good for 20 to 30 minutes. So if you work a 9-hour shift, you have to have about 18 to 20 scams. You have to change out a whole box of scams for the whole day. You can't just wear it for 9 hours and then put it on your rear view mirror and then wear it the next day. That's not sanitary at all.
Isn't the longest time that you're supposed to be wearing a mask or as a scam, as you call it, 15 minutes, one of the disposables?
It's it can be used as a maximum of 20 to 30, although 15 minutes is preferred. But 30 minutes unless you're going from one room to another, which has different people in it. Like if you're by yourself and you go from one office to another, that's fine. But if you go to room A that has two people, and then you're going to room B that has two people. Even if it's only 5 minutes, you don't want to cross-contaminate, so you have to change your scam.
It's crazy.
What?
It's
somebody's chuckling.
Yeah.
No, it's me. You don't want to cross-contaminate. It's like, you know, But what about, you know, the COVID virus that's on your arm, that's on your body? What about that?
Yeah, you the know. Shoes. Don't forget the shoes. You walk in.
Yeah, all
your
shoes also. You know, and don't forget the N95 mask. It says on the packaging, this does not prevent you from getting COVID.
Yes, but that's the best thing you have to prevent from getting COVID.
Right. In a box with a fox, in a house with a mouse.
Yes.
In a boat with a goat. COVID is everywhere. People thought it was in the air. And you couldn't be in the park, like far away from other people. They were like, you know, shaming you. How dare you be out here? I was like, there's no restriction on being outdoors. You should have on a mask. I'm not near anyone.
No, it was funny because they were having a press conference. I don't know when it was, with Patterson. It was someone from the Patterson schools, and he was having a press conference with no mask on. So a reporter asked him, you know, if you're mandating these masks, why are you doing the press conference with no mask on? He goes, well, I'm doing no mask because I'm boosted and I'm maintaining 6 feet. And he held his hand out. And I'm like, this is a joke, man. This is my comedy.
Remember when they were vacationing in other countries or other islands and they were telling people to stay home?
Yeah, and they were going to Florida. Who went to Florida? Was it Whitmer's family went to Florida?
Yeah, don't forget Governor was telling everybody that you're not allowed to eat in a restaurant, but he can have a party for all his friends at a restaurant with no scam.
That's right.
Yep.
They had thousands of dollars in food, too. That was the most expensive restaurant in Cali.
And then he was laughing about it, saying that I should have known when I went in there that I should have backed out of there. It reminded me of that Simpsons episode where there was a brothel in town, and Principal Skinner said, I only went to the brothel to find out how to get away from the brothel.
Oh, yes.
That's great.
That works. That's a good excuse, Poof.
That's funny.
That's a good
idea. Yeah, I only didn't get the gene therapy because I wanted to make sure you got it first. I was going to get it right after you.
Well, once I saw I didn't agree with your system, I said, let me not get it.
Yeah. And like I
people
tell
are
people,
dying because, no, the proof, people are dying because we didn't get the gene therapy. That's why they got myocarditis, you know? We could have prevented that, but we're so selfish.
Yeah, but only the people that got gene therapies are the ones getting myocarditis, which is weird.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was chatting with a friend of mine online, and I told him, I forgot what exactly we were discussing, but it was about the stuff of the shot. And he said, at this point, there's so many variants out there. He goes, you have to get the booster. And I'm like, well, I'm not. I still have antibodies. He goes, you know, from when I had it in 21. He goes, you still got the antibodies? I'm like, I bullshit him. I says, yeah, of course I got the antibodies. I'll risk getting COVID again before I get that shot.
Honestly, you might still 100%. Have antibodies. They last year.
Absolutely.
Remember that lady who died in, like, she was 90-something, and they found that she had antibodies in her blood from Spanish flu? She's in her 90s.
Wow.
Right. All these years, decades.
And then I haven't
watched
it, but I've heard of that X-Files episode where they talk about Henrietta Lacks. If you've heard of her.
No, I don't remember that one.
So Henrietta actually, and I don't remember how she died. I think it was a car crash, but her antibodies, you can't kill. There's no disease that her antibodies will kill her for.
Now, is this real or is this just in the media?
Yeah, it's real. Henrietta Lacks, Lacks. You can look it up.
Oh,
and
wow.
She had antibodies that nothing could harm her?
Right.
Holy crap.
Man. Hopefully they're cloning her blood or they're trying to, you know, see what the hell is in there.
Yes. Yeah, they've been doing that.
Good. And hopefully they'll pass it on to everybody. Whoever's going to be ethical out there.
All right, I have to do something real quick, so you two are in charge of the conversation. I'm here, right, but I have to do something.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm here. I could be part of a conversation, but I can't be controlling one right this second.
No worries.
There you go.
We'll manage.
All okay. Right.
This representative, her name is Nancy Mace. She puts out a tweet that says, if you've never actually flipped a seat before or helped us get it the majority, you're probably not the best person to tell us who's to be speaker. She got raced out of the hell and back for that tweet. Like, how dare she?
Yeah, why is it a law, it seems like, in Congress where you have to like the guy that everybody else likes?
Yeah, these people, we really see in the true colors. I don't think anybody has.
They're idiots, that's why.
Until today, yeah, now we got a problem with this maze. Miss Thang.
Oh, I don't think they're necessarily idiots. I think that they are, I'm trying to think of the right word here, entitled, maybe?
Entitled, selfish, self-righteous prick.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. They are titled beyond our comprehension. They're so spoiled. And they're not doing anything with our money right now. That's probably the most frustrating. They're not sending it to their chronic friends, wherever they are, whatever corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
And that's probably what's pissing them off.
Yeah, they're not passing any bills. They can't vote themselves another raise. Nothing's happening. It's great.
Kickbacks. I'm waiting for my kickbacks.
I'm waiting to see them throw chairs like they do in Japan or the UK or Ireland. I want to see chairs thrown.
Oh, like that Waffle House lady?
Yes. That was awesome. She caught that chair in midair.
That was a good one. She did catch that chair. I couldn't believe it.
It was like slow motion watching it. She grabbed it midair and put it right down behind her. Holy crap.
Things are just getting so out of hand now.
Now?
Oh, wait.
Do you remember where that was? Because I didn't see where that was.
That Waffle House? Like, what state?
Was a Waffle House. I just don't know what state that was in or what city.
I don't know either. When I saw the video, I didn't see the state. Nobody talked about it. Well, the original, too. I'm just trying to get more followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
No, it's good for me. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I logged in as Freedomizer on Twitter. I'm sure now it's safe to do so. I just haven't.
I don't know. It's still. I think it's still 60% leftist progressives on there. And like maybe
probably.
Even a little bit of Nazis. Yeah.
That's
some
fair.
Really crazy people. But, you know, the conservatives are speaking up now. In the beginning, they were very quiet. Like, in the beginning of the pandemic, you didn't hear people pushing back because they got fired from their jobs, stalked, docked, beat up. Hard tires slashed, all that, and they were in it by themselves. Nobody was trying to jump to their rescue either. But now, and I think thanks to people like the Proud Boys, honestly, they always went up against these people in Antifa. They always went up against bullies or anybody who tried to intimidate you know, average people who just spoke their mind, just like them.
Yeah.
You know, they speak their mind, and they don't seem to worry about any retribution, but everybody else has to have their, you know, eyes on their back. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But now I see much more people coming to one another's aid, you know. That's the way it should be.
Well, the thing is that the people on the left side thought that they had carte blanche to do whatever they felt like doing because the left is on their side.
People are starting to push back now against this drag queen stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was a huge fight here in New York. The Proud Boys were protesting at Drag Queen Story Hour in New York City, and a bunch of anti-protesters started getting violent, and the police had to corral them, you know? And for what? The Proud Boys didn't even start the fight. I thought they were the most violent, extreme right-winger domestic terrorists that we had in this country. Next to the
They're
Oklahoma.
Not.
They're not. And if you look up anything on the – if you go to YouTube and you do a search for the Proud Boys, you will see Proud Boys clashes with Antifa, Proud Boys clashes with Black Bloc dressed people, Proud Boys clashes with the left. They are never fighting store owners, normal citizens, elderly people. They are literally only fighting people that are covered in black clothing with their heads and faces covered.
And that's what happened, last year or the year before?
Beating them senseless. Anybody who's trying to commit arson, anybody who's bullying someone else, following them, who hits or stabs someone else, the Proud Boys are all over them. And they return the favor. They do exactly to them what they're doing to other people. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? How dare you touch me? How dare you stop me from committing arson? How dare you stop me from beating this police officer for throwing this
molotov? It's my right.
Right. It's my right to throw this cocktail, this, like, lit-up bomb at the police station. And if they stop them, now they're domestic terrorists. I can't tell you, this is the most frustrating time to be an American who respects and upholds the truth. It is the most frustrating time for me. I'm one of them. All I can do is trust God. God knows what he's doing, and in the end, God wins.
That's true. Now,
I'd be like, God, I have no patience and tolerance for a lot of these people that I'm like, listen, I'm willing to even participate in a civil war if it comes to it. Get a machete from Puerto Rico and wait after I'm retired, of course, after retirement.
Absolutely.
And chop down some corn stalk and clear out some fields. Knock down some sugar cane.
There you go.
I'm telling you. After retirement,
so
of course.
Why do the machetes have to be from Puerto Rico?
Because they're the longest and probably the best made. It's like, you know, you're gonna go to Damascus for a Damascus knife. You're gonna go to Rome for a good sword. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a joke. I could probably get a good machete out here. It definitely won't be as long as I need it to be. I could get it from Cuba.
Yeah, you could go. You could go to Cuba and get one, too, yeah.
All right. Cuba's open for travel. Every Puerto Rican needs a machete. That's it.
I take it you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Puerto Rican, Filipino, Chinese. It's crazy. It's crazy, like, for no good reason. All these Asians in my family.
Oh, that must be Vito.
I know. Vito, you
That was me. I'm not going fast enough to some people, so when they pass me up, they hit the horn. I'm in the right lane going at least the minimum.
Okay.
Good. Driving safe. Good. You're on the phone.
Some of these truck drivers are fucking, excuse my language, they are out of their fucking mind, man, the way they drive.
How do you go from Child Protective Services to driving a truck, Vito? Help me understand that.
Not getting vaccinated. I always wanted to do this. No, we've had this in me to do this, and finally I had the opportunity came. You know, I called up one trucking company, and I was asking, I said, do I have to be vaccinated? He goes, no, there's no vaccine required in the trucking industry, not right now anyway. I was like, really?
No kidding.
Now,
I thought
in Iowa, right?
I thought they mandated the truckers. Oh, no, I'm thinking about Canada.
No, they were
right?
trying.
Right.
Yeah, they're not. The truckers here, they won't go for it. I mean, these people, you know, they're, aside from a lot of them being from the South, you know, some of them are hardcore rednecks, but they will not acquiesce to getting a mask or, you know, to wearing a mask or...
That's true.
You know, or getting the shot. I have seen some guys wearing masks, you know, that goes without saying, you know, but they're not doing it. When that came up, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with this now. And that was it. And I'm, you know, I'm enjoying this. I mean, you know, I'm up at most of, you know, most nights I'm driving. That's when you get the most driving done. That's when the fewest cars are on the road. But some of these guys, they drive like, you know, if I'm doing, you know, the most I can go is 65. And some of them, you know, the independent guys, they're going 80, at least 80 miles an hour. They're not governed on their trucks.
So what if you're in Montana where the speed limit is higher? Can you do a higher speed limit or no?
No. My truck is governed to 65 miles an hour, no matter what.
All right.
You know, so, I mean, I was in Texas where it's 80 miles an hour, and going 65. And, you know, I'm in the right lane. Actually, in Texas, there are some roads that are 80 miles an hour and one, you know, two lanes, one in each direction with no barrier. And, you know, I'm going uphill, and, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're heavy, you can't even, you know, go over 40, 50 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
If you got a full load going uphill, oh, my God. You know, people are behind you. They're flashing their lights and whatnot, and I'm like, you know, what do you want me to do? I'm not pulling over. So when they get the chance, they'll jump in the left lane and pass you up.
All right, I have to vacate for a couple minutes. So go ahead.
It's not, like I said, it's not a bad job. It really isn't a bad job.
No,
you know,
doesn't look
like that.
You get a little bored. Maybe, I mean, the sitting all day, doesn't that affect your back? Like,
no.
I don't know.
No. I mean, I do get up and walk around.
Mm.
You know, that I do.
Do you sleep in this truck? Like, is there a bed in there?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I got a. Yeah, I got a double bunk in here.
And a fridge.
I got
like,
a double bunk. There's a fridge. I have room for microwaves, but I don't put the microwave in there because once you with the microwave, that's when you start cooking. You know, you start buying all the junk food that you heat up.
Yeah, there's nothing
so,
good you could put
in
the microwave.
No. There really isn't. I mean, you know, I mean, the only bad food that I really do buy are hot dogs.
You know what? I saw that, you know, Hebrew National supposedly has the least amount of DNA in it, human DNA. Because, yes, the government does allow a certain percentage
of human DNA.
Did
you say human DNA?
Yes, because people are processing the meat and their fingers get cut off and put into the machine. So what they allow is a certain percentage of human DNA into the hot dog, and Hebrew National was found to be the one with the least and lowest percentage of human DNA. So that's the only brand that I buy if I do buy them. But now they've got organic, and that surprised me. Hebrew National. So all the ingredients they use are organic.
So they have organic human body parts too?
No. Unfortunately, those are always generic.
You know, and it's funny. You see at night, you see all the pig haulers that are driving down the road. And they're taking the pigs to the slaughterhouses.
Delicious.
And some of these pigs are huge.
Wonderful.
You know, and you look at them, I'm like, you feel bad, but, you know, hopefully, you know, when I have pork chops, I'll be thinking of you guys.
Yeah, I'll be eating that bacon.
You know, and, yeah. You know, I've seen more and more, there's a lot of cows on the farms on the sides of the highways here. And I'll tell you, cows aren't stupid animals. They'll find a shady spot and they'll lay down in it.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
There's a farmer who goes on TikTok. There's a farmer who goes on TikTok and he shows how his cows get milked and how his cows are taken care of. Because so many people say that you rape cows and you artificially inseminate them. They use, like, these human terms for the animal.
Right.
So he shows how, you know, how if they didn't do what they're calling rape, that these cows would be essentially obliterated by the bulls because they're so in heat and they're so intense and they hurt the females when they mate with them. And so they find that to be cruel, so they do this less cruel method. Although it is invasive, it's not painful.
And it's artificial.
Right, and it keeps them, and then they're like, oh, but you take the babies away after. So it's not one thing, it's another. Okay, when they take the babies away, it's so they also don't hurt them. And the babies are raised on their mother's milk, which they milk from the cow. Usually the cows go to this machine and milk themselves. And then they end up getting their mother's milk, and they grow up safe and healthy. But they keep them away from bigger cows where they could get hurt. They're little teeny things.
Yep.
And the cows have
sand to lay on. You don't see little calves. You don't see the calves with the big cows on the farms.
Yeah, no.
I mean, anyway.
Right. No. And that's for their own safety. So, gosh, God forbid that man interferes with animals when it comes to keeping them safe. But when it comes to putting them in circus productions or nobody freaking goes upside down for that. They're like, yo, everybody who's doing good for animals, we have to stop them because this is inhumane. Mm-hmm. Rape.
Yeah.
They're suffering. Meanwhile, they can't even talk, but yes, they're suffering. Ridiculous.
So when you go in front of the board again?
I have no idea. I absolutely do not know.
And how much time you have left?
3 more years.
Might as well just finish it off.
There's no way. It doesn't work like that.
You don't think you're going to make it to 3 years?
No, I don't. I'm closing my door so you don't come in. No, sir.
Unbelievable.
All good.
And they keep denying you, though, so that's the thing. But they'll approve you right before you retire.
My luck. I'm just thinking about
this. You don't get the variable either, then. You don't get that variable either.
No.
Wow.
I'm just looking at different careers. I'm going to be a trucker like you, and I'm just going to
pull up the radio. I'm telling you, I go to Walmart, I buy the cans of chicken, tuna fish, you know, and I prepare it in the truck. You know, mayo, mustard. I buy keto bread or try to buy low-carb tortillas, the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
it. I have, like, protein tortillas. That's what I use. Protein tortillas? Did I say that right? They're, like, They're low carb and high protein.
Yeah, there's one brand that I saw called Mr. Tortilla. I saw that on Facebook. And you can have them delivered. I've seen those.
I've seen
there's
them
one brand
tortilla.
that I buy on a regular basis called the Tortilla Factory. And they have like a net carb of like 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. They make them out of egg
whites. That is pretty good.
You can get tortillas.
Do they really?
Egg whites, yep. And there's some chefs that will show you how to do it from scratch. You use like egg powder and like maybe one egg yolk and you make a dough and then you just put it on a skillet and boom, you got a wrap made out of egg.
Oh, I've seen those, but I don't think these are made from eggs, the ones I'm looking at.
Right. And that's for people who don't want to have any, I guess, carbs at all.
You know, I make a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
So I guess you can have appliances in there. Like, you could get a small air fryer in there. You can get like a toaster oven.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the guys that I work with, he has an air fryer in his truck, and he loves it.
That's so crazy. I see people in these Winnebagos, and that makes more sense than a truck. Because I'm like trying to figure out where you fit all that. I guess in your cat.
They have storage in here. There, I have clothes, you know, I have like 4 or 5 pairs of jeans.
Where do you
take
a shower?
6 or 7 shirts.
Where do
you usually at the truck stops. When you get gas, depending, because I go to the chain called Love's. Well, I hope that they send me to that one. And if you get 60 gallons of fuel, you get a free shower, and it's good for like 3 days. You get a credit.
Oh my.
So you know, you build up your credits, and you know, you hopefully try to shower every day. And if you go platinum, which is 1,000 gallons in a month of fuel, that following month you have unlimited showers. And that's when I'm in my glory, because I'm showering every day, man. I do my laundry at the terminal when I'm passing through a town. If we have a terminal, I'll do my wash at the terminal. And they also, you know, you could also shower at the terminal if you want. You know, they have the showers are pretty clean, the terminals. But you know, you gotta wear flip flops or slippers.
Right.
You don't want your feet hitting that ground.
Not
your bare feet.
Don't tell that to Proof. He's not putting flip flops.
No.
You know, I'd rather have all the mold on the slipper than what's on that floor. Oof.
He's washable.
Oh, I'm one of those people. I'll bring my own Ajax and Brillo pads if I have to.
Right. So he's not putting.
I have, like I said, I'll clean my CPAP machine in the when you know, before I take a shower,
I honestly
bring vinegar
want to
with
move
me.
On to a different conversation, but go ahead and finish.
I bring vinegar with me, and instead of using vinegar and water, I just use straight vinegar, and I just run it through the machine, through the hoses and whatnot. But right before I go in the shower, I'll take vinegar and I'll throw it on the floor in the shower.
That's brilliant.
That's gotta kill some germs.
Absolutely, it'll
but
do
I'm
it.
Still, I'm still not barefoot, you know.
Yeah, I to clean my floors, I use baking soda, vinegar, and just a hit of dish detergent.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. What do you got for us, Proof?
Sorry, I didn't hear a word you said.
I said, what do you got for us? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I just came back, so... There's a German doctor that was sentenced to about 3 years in prison for issuing exemptions for wearing scams.
Oh, wow. Prison,
what, they didn't
huh?
appreciate, they didn't like what he was doing?
Right, exactly.
There were no exemptions then.
He wasn't,
how was
right, exactly. Ridiculous. He wasn't getting paid off or nothing like that. He was just giving people exemptions. That's good for him, you know.
Who was
him.
He giving them to? Like, who, you know? Obviously, were they,
yeah,
they were poor people. Because
the
rich.
Court claimed that the doctor's issuance of scam exception forms was more reminiscent of a sale than a medical procedure. And the doctor was additionally barred from her medical profession for 3 years and incurred a 28,000 euro fine.
Gotta love those Europeans, boy.
According to the London Telegraph, the doctor's attorneys argued that scams were detrimental to people's health, and the judge said that they're not.
Huh. The judge, did they get paid? Like, can we look at their checking account and see if they got any transfers? Bastards. I've never seen so many activist judges all over the world.
Well, when George Soros puts his money out there, then they get what they want. Somehow everybody thinks that because George Soros is buying it, that it's somehow acceptable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there are people that believe that everybody should wear scams forever. Did you hear about the People's CDC?
No.
No.
Yeah, so these activists call themselves the People's CDC because they want to regulate scam wearing forever. And they said they want to go farther than what the CDC does currently. And so they believe that everybody should wear scams all the time, forever, for any reason.
So they're a hypochondriac advocate.
No. Yeah,
and get
or
back
they have a bully complex.
Right. What a world we're living in right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can wear as many scams as you like, wherever you like. So why do you care if somebody else is not wearing a scam? Remember, you're wearing your scam.
Right, but they always said, you wear yours to protect me. Same thing with the jab.
Yeah.
You get the jab to protect me. That's how they talk.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's to protect you from the virus, not from other people.
Yeah.
Right. I'm protecting my 25 cats from COVID with my three masks.
Oh, and this group has over 20,000 Instagram followers. But I could run a nonprofit with 130,000 members, and I can't get jack when I try to do interview requests.
That sucks.
And all these
now
people
find out
they're far left activists.
Right.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side of the fence. They're proof.
Yeah.
Now I found out that they pulled the monoclonals in early December because they're saying that that they don't work. The monoclonal doesn't work with these new variants coming out, but they're pushing. I don't know nothing about Paxlovid. I don't know that. I forget what they call Paxlovid and some other drug. I'm like, monoclonals worked. It worked on me. Instantly, they worked right away on me. I can't see them still not working. And ivermectin, you know ivermectin works.
Right.
That's right.
So.
By the way, now, remember I told you proof that my dad got remdesivir to treat his COVID, and he had his gallbladder removed within a month, and now he's in stage 3 kidney failure.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's one of the things that remdesivir does. Like, why would you do that? Why
it
would you get
anything, yeah.
It destroys your organs.
It's like chemotherapy.
Right. There's no coming
it's
back
chemotherapy.
From that. Oh, yeah.
Was he in PR?
No, he's in Orange County. Like, he's in assisted living. He's not doing so great.
Okay.
I just can't believe that there's still people today that demand everybody else wear scams because they're scared themselves.
I'm surprised people forget these studies show that there's only one mask that works, and everybody's been BSing with these little surgical masks and the cloth ones. None of them work for everything. Good Lord.
I remember last year I was in Manhattan. There was this woman wearing this plastic covering. It covered her nose and her mouth, but yet all the moisture that was building on the mask was dripping off the mask down.
I'm like, ew.
What? Yeah, it was horrible. I'm like, that disgusted me. And not much disgusted me, but that disgusted me. There was nothing to catch it. It was just an open mask underneath. So what are you wearing?
Disgusting.
What is that doing? It's doing nothing.
Yeah, just something so everybody knows you're wearing a scam. That's all you're doing is that.
Yeah.
It's for appearances only. It has nothing to do with health.
It's doing something. It's making Vito sick.
It was something to see, man. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, by the way, McCarthy came out tonight and said no concessions. He's going to go to the vote tomorrow, and he said he doesn't care how many times it takes for him to get to his votes.
What?
This dude's just getting laughed at by everybody.
Yeah, he's making a deal with the Democrats. That's what's going on.
Yep, and the media is going to make it look like, look how weak the Republicans are. They're not in order. They're in disarray. Nancy Pelosi would never have done this. Okay.
Well, yeah, Democrats would never do that because they follow lockstep with everything regardless. And that's what they expect everybody to do is just they appoint their speaker and then you're just supposed to say yes and move on without caring about what that speaker does. I just wish enough people had backbone to realize McCarthy's not going to win and to vote for somebody else. But you got a bunch of wimps in there.
Enough. Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah, how many times do you have to show this guy as a loser? 15, 20? They're going to have three or four votes tomorrow, and then he won't get it again. And we'll be right back where we were, and then they'll vote on it Monday. And until everybody stands up as a team and says, we want person X, then they're going to keep trotting this out. I don't know how you get... How do you win on the 17th try or the 22nd try? I just don't see it.
And you're not getting votes. You're losing votes.
Right. He's embarrassing. He's not probably embarrassed. He's just doing what
he does. He's owning it because he feels he knows that if he can somehow keep doing it, that maybe people will get tired. And if he bullies enough, then he'll get it. That's what these people think.
Right. Just being from California is enough to make anybody raise an eyebrow at him because Cali is the most communist, disgusting country. It doesn't protect children. It has, you know, rampant crime. And they're just doing
just
so much to make it. Right, exactly. The schools
are
horrible.
Everything going in and out of California is watched, is monitored.
Right.
Every car, every truck that's entered is stopped.
They lowered the age of consent. Didn't they lower the age of consent to 12?
Yeah, and also you could give somebody AIDS and you don't get in trouble by not telling them.
That's right. They just have...
12 years old for what?
12 for sex. Consensual sex.
What?
With an adult over 18. The age of consent is 12. And that was Gavin Newsom who did that. Yeah.
Wow.
The senator who proposed it, of course, he's one of those fetish-loving, bondage-wearing, you know, bondage gear-wearing freaks.
Yeah, well, McCarthy came out today and said he doesn't have a timeline and doesn't care how many votes it takes. He's not resigning.
Well, good, because every day that Congress is in session, I have more money in my pocket.
That's true. Yeah, so they can't authorize anything.
That's it.
Yeah, no bills could be passed, nothing.
Nope. But we have to pay, you know, we have to pay the troops and this. And, oh, but you know what? While you're doing that, let's throw this, you know, this little pork in this bill, you know, to pay the troops. You know, we're still going to pay the troops.
Well, you've
got to
pay
Ukraine
troops also.
You know, we have to take care of all the illegals, and New York City is done with the illegals. Adams has had it. Adams says we have no more money.
Good
the city
God.
Is broke.
Well, then why don't
you know,
they discuss a plan to stop? Well, I guess that's why they're having Brandon go to the border next week. Brandon's finally going to go to the border.
He's going to go there. He's going to say, see, it's working.
Yeah, where can he go? He'll probably go to Arizona where with Katie Hobbs, and they'll have a photo op where they'll tell people they can't come in for an hour.
Yeah.
The whole world will know it's a complete lie, but they'll probably offer like $200 Visa cards if you just not come in for an hour.
That's right.
They do stuff like that. I'm not saying 100%, but I promise you that's something that will come up.
Right. So McCarthy is not going to back down from this, is he? He's not going to say, all right, clearly I'm not getting the votes. Is anyone else interested in becoming Speaker? Because it seems like it's his turn. You know, like he's done enough lobbying for enough corporate moguls and doesn't have enough favors done under the table that it's just, he's come across his due. So what is it? Who else is in line, you think? Because Jim Jordan doesn't
well,
want the
job. Well, he knows
job.
That there's millions and millions of lobby money. And if he yeah. does not go for it, then he's not getting those millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, there's pockets that are being lined, that's for sure.
So he's willing to fight for that because he knows that that's money for him. And the World Economic Forum supports him.
Right. I saw that.
Which is exactly why those 20 people do not support him.
Right. These people spend it before it even hits their checking account. Like, money is water in their hands. Water.
Yep.
Our money and theirs. Anything they get under the table, you think they're... I mean, shoot, aside from investing it in some insider training schemes, I think they're doing anything productive with it except enriching themselves. And even that, it's not worth anything.
No.
It's fiat money.
Pelosi's been ingratiating herself with all that insider information.
Right.
She's been doing it for years. She's been called out on it, but she denies it.
Yeah, I think it might take at least 20 no votes for there to realize that they're not getting McCarthy. I say next week, probably Tuesday or Wednesday, they'll give up if it continues.
Hmm.
If we get disconnected, I'm going through a tunnel right now, so I'll call back.
All right.
Yeah. It's wild how they just carve a hole right through a mountain. The Big Walker Mountain Tunnel.
So age is a social construct now, Zeta. And it's not
age?
Just the people. Age, A-G-E,
age.
Age.
Yeah,
age.
So you can now change your age if you want.
Right, and it's not just the adults
really?
Who like diapers and
so
and
I'm a young lesbian, is that it? I'm a 20-year-old lesbian?
Well, you could be younger. You could be 15. But that means that a 15-year-old could say, oh, I identify as an adult. I mean, I'm
but
going
does
to
that mean you get, does that mean that I someone can make themselves to be older, they would be qualify for Social Security?
Yeah,
I mean,
now you won't even need driver's licenses, I guess.
It's a social construct. It's not concrete, just like, you know, gender. But you have to respect
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see grown-ups acting like little children now.
Well, did you see the guy that I got to show this to V?
Yeah.
Did you see the human collie guy?
Yeah, he got a suit made out of, it's like thousands of dollars. It's a dog suit, and he's able to dress as a collie. It's a nice one. It looks like really convincing. It looks like he's really a dog. But he's mad.
He gets
on
all fours too?
Yeah, and his family doesn't accept that. He identifies now as a collie, as a dog. That's a laugh reaction.
This is really a sickness out there, man.
Oh, my God. Can I identify as a normal, non-attention-seeking adult human female?
Oh, no, that means you're cisgender. That's the worst thing you could do is not have a disease.
Well,
yeah.
Well, wait, I'm a person of color. So I'm automatically, like, right, marginalized in some way.
Well, it depends. It's only the darker you are, the better you are.
But dang it, I have Asian blood. We're all marginalized. Nobody likes any of us.
Oh, that means you're basically white.
Oh, my God. Can't
win
in this world. I need a discount or a scholarship, a loan. Help.
You got crypto.
I need rent control. Yeah, you're right. Did you see Solana? It went up like 35%. Oh, great.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It went from $8 to like $15 or $14. That's a huge jump.
I'll have to look at it.
Bitcoin. Was Bankman-Fried allowed to go back to the Bahamas or is he in the States?
No,
he declared himself not guilty, by the way.
Oh,
and that's another thing why those 20 people are holding out. They said he received millions in Bankman-Fried money.
Oh, wow.
McCarthy.
The big club, but you ain't in it. The big club.
So there you go.
You ain't in it. Wow.
Now, even more reason not to have him.
Well, that's why those 20 people are standing strong. They don't want those kind of ties.
Yeah, they're making it seem like they're greedy, like they want certain committee ships. And all they're saying is we want so many people on the committee because these bills that come down, we want to make sure that, you know, they're looked at properly.
Yeah, and you're selfish for thinking that.
Yeah, really. Bigot.
You know, and the one thing that they bring out was the bill right before New Year's Day, how they had that $2 trillion stimulus bill that or whatever the hell it was that did absolutely
nothing. The omnibus,
Yeah. It did absolutely nothing.
They sure know how to whip up some money, huh? Dang.
Well, you just have to go to the World Economic Forum and they'll direct you to the right place.
I heard Joe Biden say that we needed more money and resources for the border, for the situation at the border.
Oh.
We needed $3.5 billion, I think, and unfortunately it went to Ukraine. So,
of course.
So I'm looking at Solana. I don't see where it's gone up a lot.
Oh, look at the past week. Like, look over the.
All right, I'm looking.
And you'll see the jump.
All right, I see it's. Yeah,
from $9 to 38%. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got like $2 of Solana.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know why, but it became the first hit of the year, so first one to jump like that.
All right, I'll allocate something to it.
Let me tell you, Solana's, I think, highest was $200. So when I got put on by our mutual friend, it was $8. So it just hit that the other day for the first time in over a year. It's fascinating. I'm telling you, you know, you really, the emotional journey, it's like being in a really abusive relationship and you just can't let go. This is what happened with crypto. I can't get away from it. It draws me back in, and it's so cute and so hot.
There you go.
Shiba's up about 4% over the week.
I saw. Everything's creeping up.
Let me look at Cosmos. That's one of my other favorite ones. That's up about 7.5% this week, Cosmos.
No kidding.
May as well look at Bitcoin while I'm here.
Right. Look at all of your
up 1.41%. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, Cosmos did do all right over the past week. You're right.
Ethereum is up 4.5%. Why is Bitcoin so slow?
I don't know. It just hit 18,000 the other day, too. So I don't know. I thought it was on its way back up, but I guess not.
Maker's only up 1.04%.
I like Maker. That's a money maker.
I used to, but now that their CEO died, I don't know if they'll be able to be run the same. I've been holding cautiously here. I've been hodling, but it's not happening.
Wow. But that 500, like, you're so used to seeing it over $1,000.
Hey, Cardano is up over the last week, 12.25%.
Yeah. I've seen that. But
I saw something with Quant. And it's supposed to be, I forget what big major company is using Quant.
Didn't we talk about that? It sounds so familiar.
It does.
I'm telling you,
and
people,
I
if you don't
get Quant, but I'm not real interested in it.
It's pricey at $110 a coin.
Hey, Near Protocol is at 18% for the week.
You said Near?
Yes.
Oh, I see it. Look at that. I can't buy it here in New York. It's not supported by Coinbase. Ain't that a son of a gun?
Could always go to FTX, I guess.
Oh, gosh. I got to use the swaps. What a pain, because you have to buy the Ethereum and then you have to go and buy the token and you have to pay gas on both transactions. Thankfully, the gas is lower now that Ethereum 2 is out, but you can't imagine. There was a time where I was paying gas of like $4 and then it crept up into the teens. And eventually, it was nearly $1,000 to do any transaction, that it was literally only for big players. If you were going to make a transaction happen, you had to dish out somewhere between $800 and $1,200. Was insane. Just to move money around.
Yeah.
That's the down thing now. You don't hear about that, but that's one of my biggest complaints. If you want to play with the big boys, you got to be ready to roll some big money.
Oh, Day is no longer offering interest, so I better get my money out of Day.
I heard USDT is, or USD... What is it?
Yeah, USD coin, you're getting 1.5%.
USD coin. Yeah, that's more than some banks right now. They're not even doing
1%. Gives you 2%. Cosmos gives you some good money, too.
Look at the price of Stellar Lumens. It crushes me. It's 7 cents. I bought like $3,000 in stellar lumens when it was 60 cents each coin.
You can also look at Algorand. I think they trended the same way.
That's right. And the one that everybody's saying, you know, you should get a ton of is, well, besides Polkadot, is Polygon, the Matic.
Yes.
Because it's used so much. A lot of these coins are used to just move money around, and it's great. But they're all just waiting for Bitcoin to come up. You notice the tie between all of them and Bitcoin?
No.
It's very sus. It's very suspicious.
Hmm.
Suspicious.
Do you like Litecoin at all?
I do, and I have a couple.
Okay.
I do. I had to use them when I used the Chinese swaps. When I first realized that New York had all these restrictions, I had to use CoinEx and Hotbit. What is it, Hotbit? I'm going to look at it now.
And then there's Uniswap, as far as a coin.
That's right. And even Pancake is another one.
Wow, I remember, we're old school. I remember when they used to announce when they had new coins coming in, and it would go like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before they initiated a new coin.
Those days, that's right. Now every day you've got hundreds, literally. Everybody's learning how to code them.
Yeah, so Cosmos gives out 5%, and Algorand is 5.75%. Ethereum 2 is 3.87%.
Right.
Tezos is 4.63%. Cardano is 2.6% and Solana is 1%. I just transferred like $5 from various garbage coins to Solana, even though it's only 1% interest.
Good, still better than nothing.
Well, I thought about moving it to Cardano, but I could basically flip a coin on those two.
When I look at Ethereum 2, it says trading not yet available. So screw New York.
There you go. New York is screwing us, that's for sure.
So you used to laugh at me when I said I put $900 of my own money into this account.
Of your own money.
And it got to a high of $1,963. And now it's at $437.82.
Oh, my God.
So I've lost about 15%. 50.
Right, it sounded like 1.5.
Thank
you for clarifying.
So Dypius, D-Y-P-I-U-S, went up 33 1/3% today.
Guys, I got to hang up. Nature calls.
Okay.
Yes.
Enjoy.
I'll talk to you guys next week, if not later tonight. Oh, my God.
Sounds good.
It's an emergency. That's hilarious. Okay, you said DYP.
Yes. So I'm going to have to find something just to put in it just so I can watch it better.
I have to trade on DEX. I'm not able to trade on Coinbase. Does it give you the option? Can you look at it? The trade there?
Yeah, I can convert, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, Dypius? No, I thought I could. All right, well, I'll figure it out here in a second. I'm going to take my money out of Mona Vale and I'll see if I can convert it to DYP.
Let me know. I like,
this is asset.
I have a diversified wallet, a crypto wallet.
They're all experimental assets. I would, of course, I'm going to accept the risk.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see what happens here.
I'm down about $6,000 plus on my crypto Coinbase account. So that sucks. That sucks. And the majority of that Stellar Lumen.
Okay. All right, so let's see how many I have here as soon as this refreshes.
And I heard that when the U.S. government converts to this digital crypto, they want to use coins like Stellar Lumens and what's the other one? XRP.
I thought they were testing with Quant. Maybe that's what it was. I remember Quant being in something big. That makes sense to me if they're testing in Quant.
Yeah, it's an Ethereum-based token, so it makes sense. It makes sense why it's so expensive, too. My God, it went from $40 to 227 quant per coin. That's insane.
Oh, right now it's at 109.97.
Right. Quant Network allows.
So I don't want to support Quant, but I got like $4 in it, so it's not like I'm doing a lot, but. Would that crypto have a chance to rise because of it possibly being worked with Fedcoin? I just have a feeling that the average sheepa out there, they will use a thing like Quant because it's something the Feds are using.
Right.
Because you have the average person. If they hear that the government is doing something, they'll buy it because, hey, it's backed by the government. It can't be bad.
Right. Same like when Elon announces a coin and people go crazy aping in on it.
Yeah.
And then it crashes.
Yeah, I remember when Shiba was, it looked so close to actually busting out. And then just like all the other cryptos, it just deserted.
Fizzled.
Yeah.
Bad. I really went in hard with a lot of these crap coins. But I made my money back.
I just remember that crypto.com coin when it went from like 20 to 26 cents, and I told you, watch, it's going to be at a dollar in like 2 weeks. And I remember at day 13, it hit 99 cents. And then after that, it was done.
Right. I look at it now.
So I was wrong with my prediction by a penny. So I don't know if I get the loss on that or if I get the W.
You get the W.
All right.
Not even a year ago, it was 54 cents. It's 5 cents now. I'm pissed. Because I think my last transaction, it was I did buy 5 cents worth, but before that it was 22 cents. I bought it at 33 cents. I bought it at 37 cents. I bought it at 49 cents. Killing me.
Yeah, the thing with some of these fly-by-night tokens. For me, I noticed that you have to, like, get in and out within, like, a day.
Yeah. You get your initial investment and whatever profit, and you leave the rest. Because you don't want to pull out completely, and then it goes and and it eventually establishes itself, you know. But I knew a lot of these shit coins, when you go in, you're expecting this going to be a long hold. And that's fine because you're accumulating a ton as they burn them. And as people do transactions, you get a certain percentage and they spread them among all the holders. So you're getting an earning coin while you're just letting it sit. That's great if it eventually, you know, amounts to something. Some of them, they just need really good leadership. They think that, you know, getting a celebrity to promote it is the way to go. But people in this community, they don't care about that.
Can you imagine that there are people out there that are like, oh, look, Mark Wahlberg invested in Quant. I better do that.
There are. There are. And I have no doubt that whales will jump in on it and make it look like a bunch of people are investing. It's like several people with a lot of money. That's not right.
Hey, Aaron Judge just bought 5,000 in Decentraland. I better buy also.
Right. No. You want to hear what they're doing. What are their plans? Are they going to make an NFT? Are they going to get a credit card going? Is it going to have a normal function? Nobody cares about celebrities.
No, not really. But they will if you have a decent if you have a decent following on YouTube and you study this for a long time and you have a track record, then that people will use as influence. But they don't care if I'm just trying to pick somebody popular in New York City because you might know who they are.
Kim Kardashian, she was promoting.
Yeah. Yeah, if Kim Kardashian all of a sudden buys into Polygon, I don't think that moves the needle at all.
Nope.
But our one friend that is no longer on Spybook, if she had a group of, say, 15,000 people and said, I'm really liking Polygon, yeah, she'll get a couple hundred people to buy in.
Right.
Because they trust her knowledge and influence.
It's true. And that's when you usually see it go down, because these whales, you know?
So I'll probably keep Dypius, and I'll look in the morning, and I might switch out. I'll see how it goes. It probably hit its peak already, but I don't want to get in and get out within, like, 10 minutes.
Right. Understandable.
I think there's not – overnight, you might see some people get in because it's brand new to Coinbase, and when it goes up 33%, you might get some people that throw a little bit into it. So I'll probably trade out in the morning.
I'm still trying to stay on top of buying Bitcoin. I buy $25 a week or every 2 weeks, if I remember. I'm trying to stay on top of buying silver as well. It's a lot.
So on the taxes, when it says, I don't remember if it says, do you own crypto or did you buy crypto? Because I can't say that I bought crypto in 2022, but obviously, I own it.
Oh, I haven't seen that on my taxes yet, but I was wondering when they were going to get me for the capital gains. They haven't yet, but I think I'm supposed to give the paperwork to my accountant. I kind of didn't do that. Oh, no.
Mine says I'm minus $735 for the year, so there's no gain on that.
Oh, remember, they'll tax your unrealized gains. You didn't realize it, but...
Yeah.
They'll tax it. Wish they could tax
my
unrealized children.
If you don't sell crypto and you didn't buy any, you could say you own it, but really, is there any gains on that when you've lost money on it the whole year?
No, right. Agreed.
So can you tell me on Coinbase, is there any 1099s, or can you check what your balance was a year ago?
On Coinbase? A year ago? Actually, I don't know. I just know I can see my losses cumulatively, which sucks.
Yeah.
I can see how much I've lost. And gains look like my cryptocurrency went up in value, but it's me investing. So that's a little bit tricky, too. Every time you buy in, your balance goes up. So it looks like you made money, but you really didn't. Do you feel your baby hand?
I guess I'll have to do some axing.
You got to use a calculator.
Well, I could, I guess, use a calculator, but if I don't know what the right answers are, then I have to ax someone.
That's true. Big difference between axing and asking.
One's more violent than the other, maybe?
Yeah, people get hurt.
Yeah, I don't have any other recommendations for crypto.
Yeah, same. When I saw Solana shoot up, I got notification. I was surprised. Pleasantly surprised. But
I guess it's safe to say I didn't look at crypto since like before Christmas. Today was the first time I actually looked at it.
Oh wow. I have my notifications set to certain coins.
But I'm not buying right now.
Right. I am. All the time. You got it?
I've been involved in my other market with the sports collectibles.
I have to buy my piece of silver this month. Start the year off right.
Okay.
They're usually around $23. Just a little piece of random. Like, if you let them pick the design, it's pretty cheap. The thing is, the shipping is $10. But, I mean, hopefully it's a decent
investment. I'm not so much into the old silver dollars or anything like that. I want the actual bars.
Right. I'm getting a troy ounce in a bar.
Yes. Although occasionally, if you come across a 1964 quarter, that's always good too.
Ah, yes. There's always those pennies and those quarters, even the nickels that are worth a small fortune.
Right. Yeah, a quarter made 1964 or earlier is worth whatever 25% of the silver price.
Nice. That's nice. They don't make them out of the same chemicals anymore. I heard they don't even use... I don't even know what they use anymore. The metals are... They cost more than the actual coin. They're worth more than
the
coin.
So here's how I got four quarters made between 1960 and 1964. This one person at work at the building a few years ago wanted a soda, and it would not accept her four coins. So she asked if I had a dollar, and I looked at them. I said, these are worth a lot more than a quarter. And she said, oh, that's fine. If it's worth more, then you can keep it. I just want a dollar so I can get a soda.
Okay, lady.
So, yeah, I whipped out the nearest $1 bill, and away she went, and I still have those things. They're worth, what, $6, $7?
So funny.
Well, no, if they're if it's about 20 an ounce, it's like $4 or $5 now.
Like, lady, hold on to these quarters and you can buy many sodas.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue with stupid, so whatever. If I gave you one warning and you said, I don't care, you can keep the profit, I gave you fair warning.
That's the truth.
And if you still want the soda that bad, rather than if you want to lose $20 for a dollar soda, which you'll no longer own in an hour, then, hey, that's on you.
Seriously.
As long as I made the honest attempt to tell you that you're messing up, then I don't feel guilty one bit.
Right on.
That's how it should be.
Absolutely. lady, these are worth more than a quarter. I don't care. I just want a soda.
I know you could picture that argument, and that actually happened.
Yeah, I believe it, 100%.
Yeah, I'll have to bust those quarters out and take a selfie with them, and I'll do a story on it.
Yeah, it'll be a close-up selfie of the quarter, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I want to see that year. Didn't they make a change with the quarter where now the president is facing away from the words "In God We Trust"? That's
correct. Yes.
Very strange little variation. Why would they
do you
that?
Put anything into that? I'm on the fence. I don't know if that was meant like that or not.
I don't know. I just find it odd. Why did you decide to do that now? This decade or century? Why? I mean, it's worth asking.
It's definitely worth asking.
Ask the Fed. I'm not sure why they would put pyramids with an eye or all these other symbols on the money.
Have you ever found the spider that's on the dollar bill?
No. Is this the thing that you can only see with, like, light? You have to hold it up to the light?
You have to look close at it, but I don't... I have my sweatpants on right now, so I don't have any dollar bills in my pocket, but I'll see if I can get a video for you.
There was something else that people found on the dollar bill, and I didn't have any singles here to look and see if it was true, but it was like, supposedly if you folded it a certain way, it made a... It was like not a pentagram, but like this, like Baphomet's head or something. That's so crazy.
Yeah, I've this seen various ways to fold a dollar bill, and I've never tried.
So odd.
So you don't have a dollar bill physically where you're at?
I do not. No, sir. I have a ton of quarters here. I remember working in a bank and somebody brought in these very waxy $100 bills. They looked glossy and shiny and laminated. And they were from the 1930s or 20s. And they were just made that way. They had a coating on them. It was like a film. And they wanted to trade them for current hundreds at the time,
oh, wow,
which would have been like the year 2000 or 1990-something. And so we obliged them. We gave them current hundreds, and we took those. And they were going to be set to be destroyed, but they were so old that somebody in the bank traded their hundreds. They bought these at the same price to swap them out.
Oh, wow. So they were legit?
They were legit, but they didn't have a value that the bank would redeem. They would just only trade you. Because it was legit currency. It was intact, in great shape.
Yeah.
They ran it through every possible test just to verify it. Because none of us had ever seen it.
And how much was it worth, do you know?
I don't think it was worth it. I think now it would be, but not at that time. In the 90s, okay. No.
By the way, we have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the line here.
Well, all right.
And I need a quick second anyway, so I'll be right back. So you two can have at it.
What the heck?
When nature calls, boy, oh, my God, it comes hard.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
All right, because I was going to say if you were not physically driving, I was going to show you something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am physically driving right now.
All right.
Headed to Indiana.
Nice. I was going to ask you if you knew that there's a spider that's drawn on the top right corner of the dollar bill.
I've seen it.
Oh.
I believe I've seen it, or at least the little person.
No, it's
on one
spider,
of the bills is like a little person.
Spider.
Okay, maybe it was a spider. Yeah, it's like a little stick figure.
No, well, you'll see the video after, V.
Okay.
But I'll be right back. I need like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I wonder why they put that stuff on there.
Yeah, like what is it with all these symbols, and are they really related to Freemasonry? And if so, then what is the significance of Freemasonry in the United States?
The seeing eye is a Freemason symbol, no?
Right. But putting it into a pyramid, then what does that make it? And in what God do they trust? There's so many gods. Which God? The God of the Bible? The God of... You know what I mean?
No, they have their own God. They have their own God. They, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything? Did you see any televised stuff with the Pope today with his burial?
No.
Or was that yesterday?
No.
Now, they're saying that he is the last Catholic Pope.
Wow.
You know.
Didn't he equate himself to God or Jesus or something? That he had the power to absolve people of sin, so.
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
Well, this current one we have, I don't trust at all.
Right. I'm not Catholic anymore.
No, I hear you. I understand. Listen, I don't get the difference. Everyone still follows the same God, so to speak. You know, it's like Bono. It's like the singer Bono. He said, you know, he had his parents. One was a Protestant, one was a Catholic. On a Sunday morning when they went to church, his mother would go to the left, his father would go to the right. They're still praying to the same God.
It's not the same gospel. If you have the Apocrypha, which the Catholics have, and if you have the belief that in the Holy Eucharist, which they don't have in Christian churches, and then, of course, the ability of priests to be able to pardon and forgive sins. Nobody has that power. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus. So I don't know how the Catholics went around and came up with their own person to mediate between God and man. Not only that, but nobody is supposed to be praying to anyone. So the candle lighting, all of that stuff is idolatry, which is condemned in the Old Testament. I mean, I could go on. Don't make me go on.
Yeah, okay.
Love your stuff.
I hear you. You know, a friend of mine, one of the guys that trained me, I think his parents, I believe they were Methodist. They could, or maybe even Baptist, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But they're down in the Bible Belt. What are they down there?
I would say Baptist.
Okay, then they're Baptist. I know he said to me that they belong to one Baptist church, and apparently... someone found out that they had a beer and they got thrown out. I don't know how true that is, but, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Some of them are very strict. Even here in New York, you know, you can't go to the door of some of these churches with earrings on if you're a woman or if you don't have on a skirt. You know, you can't go in. No tattoos, no nothing, no makeup.
Well, I tell you, I had a sergeant when I was a rookie. And he was a born-again Christian, reformed alcoholic, big hypocrite he was.
you know, and he used to go to Sunday Mass in Latin. And when they came to pick him up on a Sunday morning, one of his daughters would come in, and they had a dress. They would be wearing a dress, collar from the neck, the dress all the way down to the floor.
Well, it's the same thing that, like, Muslims do. They cover the woman's body so that they don't become a stumbling block to men. Men who are not struggling with lust and men who are struggling with lust, so... Madness.
Going through another mountain. Look at this. Holy shit. This is
all
interesting.
Right. I made it a lighter.
There you go.
Look at my eye.
All right. So, leave off, or where are you, and I'll meet you.
So you saw Slee was trying to, Adams got hit with more fines on his property for having rodents.
For having what?
Rodents?
Rodents.
For having rodents. He has rodents on his property, so he's been getting hit with fines.
Oh, I didn't know that they would do that there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to him they did.
So how does that work?
And,
so you have mice on your property, you get in trouble for that?
Yeah. If you have on your property, if you have holes in your stairs, you know, outside, that's places that rodents could breed. You get a fine for that.
Oh.
But meanwhile, I walk around Lower Manhattan in the park, and you see the big holes that the rats dig in the ground.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, what's being done about this? Nothing.
It's gross.
And I mean, huge, big circles. Like you could fit a grapefruit in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Awful. You know, I came and I encountered some very aggressive squirrels in Union Square Park. I was just sitting on a bench,
okay.
And they jump on your back, they jump on your leg, they try and snatch food out your hand. Squirrels.
Yeah, because people are feeding them. That's why.
Yeah, that's really that was too much for me.
Well, as long as they don't bite you.
They were biting. I was out of there, dude.
They were biting.
Yes, you grab your hand,
oh,
scratch
God,
them, and when you yank it, they bite you. Like, what? Like, oh, no, I'm sorry, we're going to fight.
Nah,
I'm going to step on you.
You're going to get raped. Yeah. You have to worry about getting rabies, too, now.
Exactly.
I'm reading somebody's tweet that somebody sent me.
Uh-huh.
There's a Dr. Natalia on Twitter. I will never regret the vaccine, even if it turns out I injected actual poison and only have days to live.
Yes,
my heart
I saw that.
Was in the right place. I got vaccinated out of love while anti-vaxxers did everything out of hate. If I have to die because of my love for the world, so be it, but I'll never regret or apologize for it. So,
see, I didn't know you were a hater.
We don't want the gene therapy out of hate. I don't understand that. So it's supposed to be a good thing that you're sacrificing yourself to the World Economic Forum?
Really, like the perception. You know the mental gymnastics.
So you're a better person because you died knowing that you willingly injected poison into your body after people tell you that there's poison.
Yes, warned you. Yes, that is noble.
Yep.
And this tweet actually was not in 21 or even 2022. This was on January 1st, 2023, where people, Ben Dunn should know.
Ben Dunn. And I thought it was satire when I read that proof. I thought that tweet was fake.
It wasn't satire.
I know.
She was not joking.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, not seriously. You know what I mean.
Yeah. You know, but like I said, people would rather be fooled, you know, would rather get the shot, and, you know, they think it's going to save them.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. And
I tell people, I wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer in high school, but I did pay a little bit of attention in science, and this tells me that this is not science. When they tell you to follow the science, it's not science.
What are you, a virologist? Or whatever the hell.
Yeah, right?
Any-ist. What are you, a doctor?
I have a PhD in common sense. So do you. So does Fuchs. Bianchi also.
Oh, yeah. You know what? One of his friends on his Facebook post came and commented on my Facebook post. Like they went to my page and they had to scroll through several posts before they found one they wanted to comment on. Oh, it did not make me happy.
You know, like I said, my friend, you know, it's one that I was having a discussion with about, you know, about the vaccine, and I'm not getting it. He goes, you know, we can't live in a cave. I says, well, I'm not living in a cave.
Right, you're out, you know, and about enjoying life. Like, what?
I'm not living in a cave, so I don't know what, you know, what that's all about.
Oh, it's time.
Time is,
yeah,
up.
It's that time again. So thank you, Vito, for calling in. Thank you, V, for being here. We always appreciate both of you calling in. I'll be back on Monday.
Gotcha.
So,
all righty.
Put the other shows on the front. I'll be back. So, hold on to the handrail. Hopefully, we're only doing it. But, I have a negative night.